time, remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
Depression, anxiety, panic attacks, guilt, self-esteem, and stress. Problems that affect individuals and families every day. Dr. Frederick L. Stevens is a licensed psychologist who has extensive counseling experience. Providing counseling from a Christian perspective, he specializes in helping people overcome these problems and build their self-esteem, reduce guilt, and improve marital relationships. Dr. Frederick L. Stevens, located in Port St. Lucie, is available at 772-398-4377.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
The awesome work that lies ahead of us and that we should be involved in with our life is creating a culture for the presence of God, somewhere God can dwell. Where he's safe. You know what I mean? Not that he needs security or anything like that, but where he can rest his head, where he can trust us. He can give us secrets. We looked at Abraham, how Abraham got him to tarry. And the longer God tarried, the more he disclosed. You know, the more you talk to a person, you know, they may have not started out talking about certain things, but they may get on other subjects they have no intention of talking about, but then all of a sudden, okay, now you're learning that person even more. Well, the longer Abraham had God tarry, before the Lord walked away, he says, shall the Lord of all the earth keep a secret from his friend Abraham? He had kept him there long enough to God say, I got to tell you some secret. I got to tell you what's on my mind. Huh? Wouldn't it be nice if God always told you what's on his mind concerning your future? This is what I see, irregardless of what the environment's saying or what your money is saying or, you know, lack of this. God says, you know, this is what I'm seeing for your future. But see, you got to learn how to keep him there. Lord, talk to me. Lord, stay with me. Tarry, Lord. If I found favor in your sight, Lord, let me stay here. Gideon did the same thing. He said, if I found favor in your sight, don't go anywhere. Let me go and sacrifice. See, many don't sacrifice. God comes, and you give no sacrifice to keep him there. But if you offer a sacrifice, the angel of the Lord stayed there, didn't need the sacrifice, but showed him a sign. Fire came from heaven, consumed it, to seal Gideon that this was from the Lord. We also took a look at Solomon and how God had blessed Solomon. His name means peaceable. David could not build a house for the Lord because his hands were full of blood. But Solomon, he said, I will give you a son, and he will build my house. And we looked at some of the things pertaining to Solomon. Let me go over a few of them. When Solomon, who was a man of rest, you see, it's important to learn how to rest, not just sleep. I'm not talking of sleep, but rest. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. You know, rest. Believe. He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He's not talking about sleep, but rest, that place of tranquility, that place where your mind is not troubled, where you're not worried, you're not disturbed from things in your environment. You are hidden in a secret place. God says, I'll give you that rest. And that's not just for Sunday and Wednesday night. That's a life. You can learn to practice the presence of God and keep him with you. Even though he is with you, he will be with you in a manifest presence. We want to establish and build or create a culture of God's presence. Solomon, first of all, was given, because he was a man of rest, he was given rest from his enemies round about him. The Lord says, when your ways please him, he'll cause even your enemies to be at peace with you. When your ways please the Lord. In other words, when you are allowing God to have his way on the inside of you. When he's governing and ruling inside of you, your enemies will be at peace with you. In other words, even if they try stuff, it won't bother you. Why? Because you are at rest. Solomon had rest from his enemies round about him. Number two, he had peace and quietness was given unto Israel. What he governed over, they experienced peace and quietness all the days of Solomon. So people around you, even that person that's demon oppressed on your job, Saul, when he was messed up because the Spirit of God was with David, he would have David come and play. And as David played, that anointing that was upon his life and that relationship began to ooze out, and even wicked Saul found peace in the presence, because the presence of God was there. So your life is not, it's not just for you to hide in the corner and not have any interaction with people, you know, because you want peace. No, you learn how to maintain your peace. And when you go out among the wolves and the serpents and that, there are some out there that are searching, and they'll find peace around you. When Legion ran out to attack Jesus and the disciples, instead of attacking, he bowed to worship. That great I Am manifest presence was there. When Saul went to kill David and he sent soldiers after him, when they came into the region, the territorial anointing of Samuel was governing a region. When they stepped across into that region, the violent spirit left them and a spirit of prophecy came on them. I'm telling you, you carry something. If you'll allow God to govern you from the inside, you'll go into places where people might have meant you harm, but they can't touch you. They can't move against you because of what you are carrying. Angels are policing the territories around you because you're at peace, you're at rest. God ain't going to leave you, amen, unguarded. It's not that you are naive, like you don't know. No, you are at rest. And while you are at rest, you are governing in the spirit realm. You have to be binding every devil that you come across in every evil situation. No, just stay at rest. Light will always overtake darkness. Darkness can never comprehend light. It can never overtake it. It has to flee. When the light comes, darkness goes. Come on, tell somebody, keep it simple. I ain't gonna say, don't tell them that. Number three. The Lord had him to build a house in his name and for his name. Number four, the Lord said he would be my son. I will be his God, his father. And number five, I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever over Israel. Do you know what the Lord is doing in you even now is not just momentarily, is not limited to time and mortality. It's for eternity. That's why you must capture these things and hold them until it changes you, until it manifests, until that becomes who you are. He's preparing you for eternity, not just, you know, to get a promotion on your job. Thank God for the promotion. But he's preparing you to rule and to reign with him in this life and for eternity. So we looked at that. We looked at 2 Kings chapter 6 concerning Elisha and his servant, verses 15 to 23. Elisha was a man at rest. He trusted God wholly. And there were three characteristics that he carried, that we carry as well when we are at rest. Number one is discernment. Sometimes you're not discerning properly because you're not at rest. You try to judge after your sight or after how you feel rather than by the spirit. But when you're at rest, the spirit is very, very discerning, very keen. Jesus was so keen that he knew the hearts of men. When he walked up on them, he knew their hearts. You know, you too, you have to know people that are right and people that are wrong. You got to know people that carry a good spirit and people carry a bad spirit. Amen. Come on, you need discernment. And it comes from that place of rest, resting in him. When you can rest in him, you can discern. You don't have to be trying to figure stuff out here. Your spirit already detected. Your spirit already knows. This has to get in line with your spirit so he can communicate to you. First, there was discernment. His servant saw the army of the aliens, the enemy. Elisha said, "Father, open his eyes, that he can see what really is going on." And when he opened his eyes, he saw the army of the Lord. So you don't just see the enemy. You see that God, there's more for us. Come on, see, a lot of us see the enemy and what the enemy doing, but do you see who's for you? Come on, have you ever seen really who's for you? Oh, I saw the devil. You know, I saw the devil in that prison. Had you seen the Lord? Had you seen the angels surrounding you? Come on, he had discernment. Discernment is not just seeing evil spirits. Discernment is seeing what God is doing too. Well, you can see angels. Do you know an angel did that? Hello, you'd be surprised at how interactive angels are with us. Why you were running late one time. And you couldn't understand. You was all frustrated, but they had you late. And then when you pulled up there, you saw a bad accident. That angel was keeping you from that accident. Why you couldn't land a job for 6 months, and after 6 months, now you finally got it, but all the personnel have changed. God was holding you off till they changed. Come on, you don't understand, but when you see, number one, you have to understand, tell somebody, ride the horse. Romans 8:28, tell them, get on that horse and ride it through the scriptures. For we know that all things work together for the good to them that are called according to your purpose. Is that right? To them that love God and are called according to his purpose. You know the verse. All things are working together. Can you rest in God to that degree? Bad stuff that seemed like it's about to overtake you, somehow you say, this got to be working somehow for my good because God said it. I believe it, and can't nothing change that. So I'm going to deal with it wisely, but in the end, it's going to work in my behalf. What the devil meant for evil, God has turned it. He's going to turn it around for good. So you got to have some long suffering. You got to have some patience sometimes. And rejoice and praise God right on through the trial. Tell somebody, everything is working together for my good. Therefore, I can rest. Hallelujah. I don't have to worry about tomorrow. God is in control. Hallelujah. Tell somebody, don't worry. Be happy. Don't worry. Stop worrying. Let go and let God. Do your due diligence. Do what you're supposed to do. Let God do all that stuff you can't do. He's with you. He's the great I am. He will do it. He will perform it. I said he will perform it. He that has begun a good work in you. Tell somebody he started a good work in me. Come on, tell him something going on inside of me. Something of God is going on inside of me. He's begun a good work, and he will perform it. He'll work that thing out for you. Hallelujah. I got all kind of testimony tonight. I wish tonight was testimony night. How God is working things out. The great I am.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 3 of our series, The Supernatural Presence of the Great I Am. Part 2, Positioned for His Presence. God's presence is a must in our living, moving, and being that we may discover our destiny. The Lord says he will dwell with those who have a broken spirit and a contrite heart. A broken spirit is a place of total dependence on our Heavenly Father. God has nothing to do with the proud and the scornful. Keep the presence of the Lord, we must be like Solomon, who was a king at rest. Solomon, a man of rest, was positioned for God's presence.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.